This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump has warned Iran against attacking any U.S. assets, saying on Twitter he has 52 targets already chosen to strike should Iran attack the United States. The president's threat came after several explosions in Baghdad where no one was injured. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the explosions followed emotional funerals for Iran's top general Qasem Soleimani and several others.
Thousands of mourners marched in a funeral procession through Baghdad for Iran's top general and the Iraqi militant leaders killed in a U.S. airstrike Friday. Iran has vowed harsh retaliation for the death of General Qasem Soleimani, the head of the elite Quds force. President Hassan Rouhani says the U.S. made a big mistake, the consequences of which will be seen for years to come. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's been telling allies in the region, including Iraq's president, that the U.S. remains committed to de-escalation.
That is Ben Thomas of AP reporting. As Ben mentioned, Iran has vowed to avenge Soleimani's death. AP's Julie Walker reports a cyber attack is one threat the U.S. faces.
From cyber attacks on our U.S. banks and other financial institutions to our infrastructure, Iran has done it before and will do it again, says cybersecurity expert Sandra Joyce of FireEye.
They need to attempt to create some symbolic or meaningful action as the revenge that they've been talking about, but it really needs to land short of provoking this full military response by the U.S.
She also says they may attack our elections with disinformation campaigns as they've done in the past.
In some cases, we've seen them actually impersonate political candidates.
I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.